somehow we think that unless I have success immediately and instantly, surely I'm doing something wrong. So what happened? We uproot, we change direction, we change jobs, relationship, spouses, churches, careers, countries, and then we don't understand why we're not succeeding. Welcome to This Is Us podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hansen, and my wife and I have the honor of serving alongside an amazing team as lead pastors of Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö. This podcast is a collection of short episodes regarding life, leadership, and culture. If you haven't done so already, please click follow and subscribe. And as always, if you find this to be valuable, feel free to share it with others. Well, welcome back to This Is Us podcast. We are episode 2. We are on a roll, and I'm so happy that you could join us. Today, we are talking about leading through changing seasons. Leadership is not a one-size-fits-all. No two scenarios are the same. No two people are the same. I'm sitting here with my Manchester United cup full of coffee, so I'm happy. In the previous episode, we talked about some of the constants in life and leadership. Feel free to click back after this and listen to that or re-listen to that, either you or as a team. We get our lives and ministries and business in trouble when we have no consistency. Too many people run with the latest idea or revelation. And if you as a leader are constantly changing direction, two things are certain. Number one, the people in your bus, they will get travel sick and they want to get off the bus. I want to dare you to stick to your vision. Yes, be inspired by other people, be inspired by other organizations, churches, businesses, whatever. But there must be an overall vision and mission that guides you. Life is constant, yes, and life is seasonal. And if we don't get this balance right, we can end up frustrated because we can have a whole bunch of activity that just doesn't match the season we're in. So there's no fruit. Have you ever felt like those hamsters that are in that little wheel and the hamster just keeps running and running and running around without going anywhere? Spending all its energy, but not achieving anything. You know, our organizations and teams and churches can quickly become like that little hamster. As soon as there's any challenges, we just start running harder and harder and harder, but to no avail. Life can feel like that. Just this continuous effort, waking up, working, going to bed, waking up, working, going to bed, you know, just on and on and on. Maybe this is what the preacher thought about in Ecclesiastes. You know, he says, meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless, vanity, another version says. Everything is vanity. Which really, what he was talking about was that outside of a relationship with God, outside of a relationship with purpose, everything is meaningless. My prayer is that church, it never becomes like that. My prayer is that for you, whatever you lead, that we're never just in autopilot and we're just doing, 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 but not feeling like we're breaking through. So while there are constants, there's also changing seasons we outwork those constants in. So today and the next two episodes, I want to just try and identify three of the main seasons we might find ourselves in and how we ought to respond. Digging, 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 always bloody digging. Those were the words of a soldier song from 1915. One of the things that came to be known during World War I was trench warfare. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers on the front lines, digging thousands upon thousands of kilometers of trenches as they advance bit by bit. We call this collection of talks Trenches of Life and Leadership. Because in the trenches during World War I, there were standing orders that never changed. But then there were also three main reasons for digging those trenches, and we must recognize where we are and where the people and teams we lead are so we can respond in the right way. There must also be a willingness to create a flexible culture in the midst of the consistencies. Structure and principles, they're good, but we should always have a finger on the pulse and know when to stick with our routines and when to be flexible and spontaneous. As a leader, I cannot push my team nonstop. There are seasons. We need to be willing to learn, to know when to push and when to draw back. When, as parents, to stick with the bedtime routines, if you will, and when to just to go and get ice creams or eat at a restaurant. As a leader, we constantly weigh up. If you lead an organization like we do, with a lot of volunteers, you got to weigh up when do you push the mission and put resources behind that, or choose to lift the morale and put resources behind that. In trench warfare, there were three main reasons for the trenches. Today, we're going to highlight the first one, which was bite and hold. Bite and hold. Think of a bulldog. You know a bulldog, it would just like bite and it would hold and there was no way you're getting this sucker off. Like it is just biting, it's holding and it will not let go. This is also where we get the expression digging in from. If someone say, man, I'm digging in, I'm holding my ground, I'm digging in. It's from this trench warfare expression of biting and holding. The first reason for digging trenches was to bite and hold your territory. We're digging in, we're holding our ground. The Apostle Paul, he said in Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, because at the right time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know, doing good is easy. Doing good, everyone can do good. But it's keep doing good that's a challenge. You know, the Apostle Paul, let us not grow weary in keep doing good. I mean, anyone can buy flowers on Valentine's Day, but it's on the regular Monday, it's on the random off day that we choose to continue doing good. You know, the trench warfare, they had standing orders. It was in a little booklet called the Trench Orders. And in this booklet, if you will, if you have it on you, it's actually from the 4th Division, Trench Orders, under Section 1J. They said, except under special circumstances such as a soldier being killed or wounded, no soldier will be relieved by another man unless the relief is properly carried out in the presence of an officer. End quote. You know, I love that there is always a focus on training up the next generation, training up leaders. Obviously, there was a real need during warfare to make sure that someone could take your place if you were wounded or you were KIA. But I think in all of our organizations, we've got to be thinking through the next generation coming through. If we're going to bite and hold, we've got to constantly be thinking, how are we training up leaders? How are we recruiting volunteers? Under Section 2D in the same trench orders, it says, and I quote, every soldier is to be regularly posted by an officer who will explain to him his duties and make sure that he knows who is on either side of them and the position of headquarters, et cetera, et cetera. Truth is this, we are in this together. No one is isolated. Everything affects everything. I think sometimes in an organization or a team, I can kind of have my own little, you know, bubble where I'm like, I'm serving, I'm doing my job, I'm doing what I need to do. But the truth is, we are all in this together. Everyone affects everyone. Everything affects everything. That means that your win is our win. Our win is your win. We call this podcast, This Is Us. We are who we are, because who we are as individuals is who we are corporately. Your challenge is our challenge, and our challenge is your challenge. We are all in this together. And no, I'm not going to sing the song. But even though trench warfare is not as commonly used now with modern weapons, we still use the expression of being in the trenches together. In order to paint this picture of sacrificing and doing something great alongside your mates, we've said here in our church, Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö, we've said one of our goals and dreams with this church and when we started this church was just being great friends doing great things together. When it comes to bite and hold and this whole mentality, you know, there is a tendency in our world today that if I'm not getting an instant win, an instant result, there is something wrong. You know, we live in this social media driven world where, you know, we all have this one story of someone inventing something or starting something or creating something or whatever, and overnight it becomes a success. And somehow we think that unless I have success immediately and instantly, surely I'm doing something wrong. So what happens? We uproot, we change direction, we change jobs, relationship, spouses, churches, careers, countries. And then we don't understand why we're not succeeding. Look, I'm not a big plant person. Matter of fact, pretty much every plant we have, we kill. At least we're consistent in that. But I do know this, if you keep replanting, at some point that plant's going to die. And it's amazing how you see people going from job to job, marriage to marriage, career to career, country to country, church to church. And they don't understand why they're not flourishing, why they're not growing in life. You see, deep down, you actually know you're doing the right thing. Everyone around you is questioning, why haven't you got success? Why is it not going forward? Why is this not instant with you? But deep down, you know you're doing the right thing. And I want to just encourage you today to bite and hold. Dig in. Listen to me. If the seed is planted and the soil is right, it is only a matter of time. So what's our response in this season? If you are in a season where you're doing the right thing, that department is doing the right thing, that organization, that location, that part of your business, that team, everyone's doing the right thing, you know it's just a matter of bite and hold. The key in this season is don't give up. Thank you for listening to This Is Us podcast. Whether you listen to them as an individual or as a team, we hope that they add value to you. Make sure to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining us. We are who we are. This is us.